Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you're one of the few where 4 hours of Burt Show is just not enough, we got bonus content every week. This week, we just confess to you guys some of the inappropriate things we have all done in our lives. You can get that at theburtshow.com/bonusBS. It is a parenting milestone that hurts your soul, hurts your heart, and Kristen's going through it right now.
I do not view this as a milestone.
No?
To me, milestones have like a positive connotation. This is just accepting the inevitable, and it sucks. And I'm going to preface, I slept like crap last night. And when I don't get good sleep, I'm very emotional. And I am going to try my best to get through this without crying, but I am not going to make any promises because I'm about to cry right now.
Bring the tears. Bring them.
My husband and I decided to have a staycation this past week, so we didn't go anywhere. So I wanted to make the most of the time. Did a couple of things for myself. Went and got a nice massage. Went and out, had a couple of breakfasts by myself. A little brunchy brunch action. I love a brunchy brunch. Just me, myself, and my poached eggs. It was lovely. But also, I made the point of cleaning out some closets. I was determined to purge some items in the house and get organized. Mm-hmm. So man, y'all should see that playroom closet. It is pristine. The guest bedroom closet, it is glorious. The linen closet, I got rid of a lot of stuff in there that did not need to be in there.
You are living life in the fast lane.
You have no idea. Banff, what? And I started cleaning out another, like the closet underneath the stairs that's just piled up with crap. It's amazing how much crap we have that we do not need. And then there's another closet upstairs, and I walked into it, and I go, it's time. It's time to accept where I am and where we are and how hard of a road it was to get pregnant with Jimmy. And the fact, I'm going to say it out loud, the fact that I am turning 44 this month, the likelihood of me ever being pregnant again is pretty much negative zero. So it is time to get rid of all the baby stuff. So this sweet little bassinet. See, I knew this was going to happen. This sweet little bassinet that Jimmy slept in next to the bed. And I'm going to preface before I keep on going. I realize how fortunate being a member of the TTC club and having gotten pregnant doesn't make this hurt any less. And just coming to that realization, because I thoroughly enjoyed being pregnant, and the idea of being pregnant again is not something that I would shun, but I just know that that's not in the cards for us. And yes, we have talked adoption, and that is still on the table, but it would be a toddler. It wouldn't be an infant. So these items would not be of use to us. So I'm standing.
Bassinet gone.
So I'm standing there in the closet, and I'm looking at the bassinet that Jimmy used to sleep in next to the bed. And I'm looking at his little bouncy chair that I used to put him in, and the car seat that I brought him home from the hospital in. And I know it needs to be donated so somebody else can use it. And like, there is my breast pump and all the hours and the the pain, but also the joy of having had that year of, you know, feeding my child. And like all those memories are there, and just knowing that I'm not going to do it again. And it was just, it's a really, really tough pill to swallow. And the stuff can continue to stay there. And like, it sounds like, okay, well then you're not ready to give it up. Don't give it up. But the stuff has been there for a year and a half now, right? Like it's been there for a year and a half because kids grow insanely fast. He's been sleeping in his crib for a while now. So, you know, we don't need the bassinet. We don't need the infant car seat. And somebody else could get wonderful use out of it because it is, it's like, oh my God, you spend so much money on this stuff and they use it for a couple months. WTF.
That's what hurts me most.
Well, Abby and I are both about 5'4". We could use the bassinet and the booster seat. We could both probably take that off your hands and use it. And
my cat could use it.
I'll bring it to the office tomorrow and let you scope it out. But it was just accepting and, you know, what I learned a long time ago about grief, and this is a difficult month for me anyway, so it's very, I'm not in a great place right now. So what I learned is when it comes to grief, acceptance isn't approval. Just because you accept something doesn't mean you approve of it. So, you know, I accept the fact that I'm not going to carry another child, and I am, you know, we're not going to experience infant life again. And in some aspects, that's a good thing because that first year was really hard. But, and that I don't approve of it, but I accept it. Mm-hmm. So it's time to let these things go so I can focus on Jimmy now and what the future holds for us.
Sure.
And again, this is not to sound ungrateful for the fact that we have this beautiful child. It's just, I think any moms would understand that it's a hard chapter to let go.
It's a really big deal that you're doing this because I think the door is always open, right? So even if you're not planning, in the back of your head, you're like, maybe one day. And accepting it is officially closing that door, mm-hmm. and you're choosing a path. You know what I mean? Like you're just choosing. And for some people, like in your case, you're sort of being forced to choose a certain path because of circumstances out of your control. And that sucks, but it's a really big deal that you are accepting it.
So
really big.
I've moved all the stuff from upstairs to the downstairs front guest room. So there it is. It's kind of like on deck to get into the car to go to Helping Mamas, which is a nonprofit that takes gently used baby items and gives them to mothers in need. But man, when I tell you, like, and I did so good. Like I didn't cry at the house. It was very matter of fact about the whole thing. And even with my husband, but coming on here makes it more real in saying it out loud. You know, my body did something incredible by creating Jimmy. And it's just, it's a bummer that I'm not going to be able to do that again.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.